now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, but before we get to today's theme, I want to remind you about the poll that is up on my website. Go to Brainstorming Online and cast your vote. I ask a simple yes-no question. The question is this: will the California primary be important in deciding the Republican nominee for the 2012 election? Yes, it will be important, or no, it will already be decided by the time the candidates come out here to California. Go to my website, brainstorminonline.com. That's brainstormin, S-T-O-R-M-I-N, online.com, and cast your vote. I'll announce the overall results on next Thursday's show. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is potpourri. Each of my guests is discussing an interesting topic, no two of which are related. My next guest is a currency trader in New York. The U.S. dollar is gaining strength because of events that are unfolding in Greece. We'll analyze the currency flows around the world and speculate what this might mean for the U.S. dollar and other world currencies. And if you have a question, or if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Joel Borshoff is president and founder of IMEX. The company began in 1989 based upon the principles that smaller and mid-sized companies deserve the same foreign exchange advantages traditionally enjoyed by the world's largest firms and financial institutions. Joel started his career with Commerce Bank HG. His reputation as one of the foremost authorities in the field of foreign exchange led him to progressively higher executive positions with other prestigious companies as well. He's written numerous articles and papers on the subject of foreign exchange, and he's a noted speaker for professional and corporate groups. He received his MBA from the Bernard M. Brouch College. That's the City University of New York. Joining us from the greater New York area. Hi, Joel. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, Bill. How are you today?
Well, I'm terrific. Welcome back to the show. Let me just set the stage real simply for our listeners, sure, if I can, who are just tuning in. Currency trading is a $3.9 trillion a day industry. The currency exchange drives the global and allows businesses to operate internationally, but it's completely unregulated. And currency trading is 24 hours a day. Now, currency trading has been in a great state of flux since you and I last talked. The Greek debt crisis right now is dominating the world's political and its financial headlines. What impact is the Greek debt crisis having on world currencies?
Well, it's ironic that you bring up the fact about Greece, because it started 2 years ago with the Greece debt issue. And they had hoped that it would be past them because they had come up with several different loan bailout packages that seemed to have been working. And then they turn around and they have to renegotiate that. And then when the issues came up with the follow-up between Portugal and Spain and then into Italy and Ireland, they said, oh, wait a second, you cut a better deal with Ireland or with Portugal, so we want to renegotiate again. So it, like, never really goes away, and the problem just keeps on growing. Matter of fact, last week, the Greek government and the people handling the bailouts are having discussions now with the private lenders, and they want them to take at least a voluntarily 50% haircut on the paper and the debt that they have of the Greece. And, of course, the private lenders don't want to do that. It's going back and forth. And every time negative news comes out, the dollar is the beneficiary of that. And when there's some good news that's coming out from those lines saying, hey, talks are improving, or the lenders are considering, you know, the options on the table, well, then there's a calm over the storm and things, you know, get a little better. But this is something that's been going on, and they still don't have the solution to it.
No, they don't.
And it just snowballed from one country into another country. And because of that, the dollar has really proven to be the world reserve currency. So when things really get terrible, where do you want to put your money? Into the dollar? And when things calm down a little and the rhetoric comes out, even though it could be artificial rhetoric that is just temporarily soothing the market, then the dollar gives up some ground. But basically, the dollar has proven that is resilient, and it is a currency of last resort.
All right. My guest is Joel Borshoff. He's the CEO of IMEX, a currency exchange. Now, I'm going to ask the payoff question, which is that the Eurozone, they've had this unified currency, the euro, but mm-hmm. they have 17 separate fiscal policies based on each individual country's goals. Now, early critics of the euro, including Great Britain, refused to join in the unified currency. They believe that the Eurozone may fall apart. What is the likelihood of the Eurozone falling apart over this Greek debt crisis? And if it happens, Joel, what does that mean for the world's financial markets?
Okay. Loaded question. Let's see if I can answer that. First of all, this is like, for years, I've been really going back and forth saying, well, this currency will eventually have to fall apart because it is a currency literally without a country. There are 17 countries that make it up, but each one of these countries, as you pointed out, have their own independent government, their own fiscal regulations and rules, and they're allowed to do whatever they want, even though they've agreed to a specific terms regarding to a treaty, and then, of course, they disobey the treaty or go against the regulations, and that's why we have a lot of these issues right now. The situation is that if it turns out that they don't come to a fundamental understanding, and if they don't make the hard compromises and the sacrifices, then the possibility of Greece initially dropping out of the Eurozone currencies becomes more and more realistic. And if it happens with Greece, then you have to be concerned, well, what will happen with regards to, you have Ireland and you've got Portugal, but Italy by itself has more debt. I think they have like $2.3 trillion in debt, which is more combined than all of the other four other currencies in general.
But let me stop you right there, Joel, because the debt that's held in Italy, while it is larger than the rest of the other countries, mm-hmm. that debt is mostly held by Italian citizens, whereas the debt in Greece, the debt in Ireland, the debt in Portugal is held by German banks, French banks, etc.
That may be the case, but there's a lot of the Italian banks themselves that have a tremendous amount of this debt. They have a lot of international, it's not like because of the globalization situation, nothing is self-contained anymore, and that's the concern. And let us say the debt is held by Greek citizens. Well, Italian citizens. The reality of the situation is, with a strong euro, they cannot turn around and export because their exports are down, would be down. They're going into recession if they're not already in a recession. So you have all of the austerity programs that the Italians would have to agree to get this bailout money. And to the extent that you find that one government has fallen and another government comes in, and then the people are not happy because you have very, very strong unions down there and they like their benefits and they like their vacations. And to the extent that the new government agrees to, let's say, new very, very harsh terms, then there'll be a little revolt there. So the fact that it's held strictly by a large extent by the Italian citizens doesn't mean that the Italian banks won't be compromised, and it does not mean that they won't, have the contagion of spreading into other countries as well. Just to answer your question with regard to earlier the UK, the UK is part of the EU, but, when they didn't want it to go to a referendum because they knew that the public of the UK, the citizens, did not want to give up the pound. So this is why they, in hindsight, luckily did not join the union, because there would have been a major, major problem for them.
That is great. My guest has been Joel Borshoff. He's the CEO of IMEX, a currency exchange. Joel, if people are intrigued by what you have to say, they're impressed by your wisdom, where would you direct them to go on the internet to learn more about you and your company?
Well, they can go to imexfx.com. That's I-M for Mary, E-X, FX.com. And they can learn all about us from looking at that. And I would invite and welcome any phone calls so they can ask specific questions, because that's what we do for our clients. Basically, we are their foreign exchange department. We save them money. Our clients have foreign currency risk and exposure, and our job is to basically limit that risk, cut down the exposure, and save money.
That is great. Joel, thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Billy, look forward to My pleasure, and have a great weekend.
And you do the same.